Mitachat Orla Parak Gemo Mishnah Vav Misha Hailo Chavile Tilsa Shokla Ker. Yida Lake. Somebody who had bottled a tilsa on a type of leg that was also because of Kla Ker. It was grown next to or inside a vineyard. It has to be burnt. And Kla Ker is also bound up. You're not going to have any benefit from Kla Ker. Nitarvu Ba'achir Kulami Daleku Dibri Rabbi Meir. If the bundle of tilsa that was also because of Kla Ker got mixed up with other tilsa, all of the tilsa that's in the mixture would have to be burnt according to Rabbi Meir. Even if the tilsa of Kla Ker is less than 1/200th of the mixture, even so it would not be bottled according to Rabbi Meir. Since a bundle of tilsa is considered a dover chashav that is sold by minyan, when you sell bundles of tilsa, you sell it by number, therefore it's considered something important and prominent, and it's not bottled even at 1/200th, according to Rabbi Meir. Now the Bar Sinur asks, why does Rabbi Meir hold he has to burn the entire mixture? And even though you're not allowed to have any benefit from Kla Ker, and according to Rabbi Meir, the Tilson is not bottled, but why don't you sell it to a guy and deduct the value of the amount that the Tilson of Kla Ker is worth? That way, you're not having any benefit from the Kla Ker. You're selling the mixture, but you're deducting the amount the Kla Ker is worth. So that should be mutter. So the Bar Sinur answer is the reason why you're not allowed to sell the mixture to a guy is because we're afraid that when the guy buys the Tilson from you, he'll turn around and sell it to an unsuspecting Yisrael, and Yisrael buys it from him, will eat the mixture, which is also according to Rabbi Meir, since the tilson is not bottle, so therefore, Rabbi Meir does not allow you to sell the mixture to a guy. Instead, you have to burn it. The Chacham Maimrim Yalu Be'echad Umasayim, the Chacham said that a bundle of tilson of Kla Ker that got mixed in with other bundles would be bottle in 1/200, as according to the Chachamim, even though Chavili tilson are sold by number, it would still be bottled if it gets mixed in with other bundles, and it's less than 1/200th of the mixture, as Kla Ker is bottled on 1/200. Sagador lo paragemo mishnah zayin shahari Rabbi Meir ayin Meir shadarko limana is mekadik, because Rabbi Meir says something that is normally counted is mekadik, meaning to say is not bottled. Something that's very harsh, that when it is sold by number, it is counted out when it is sold, would not be bottled, even if it's a very small percentage of the mixture. This mishnah is coming to explain the shita Rabbi Meir. We had in the previous mishnah that Rabbi Meir holds there are certain isurim which would not be bottled. And this mishnah is explaining why those isurim are not bottled, because they are very chashiv and they are counted out by number when they are sold, so therefore they are not bottled according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim remain on Mekadei Shalashisha Dvaram Babak. The Chachamim said, there are only six things that are considered very chashiv and would not be bottled. The Mishnah will go on to enumerate those six things. For Rabbi Akiva, I'm a shiver. Rabbi Akiva says there are seven things that are very chashiv and would not be bottled. These are the six things. A goyze perach, nuts that come from a place called perach. They are very chashiv and nuts. Rimone bada, pomegranates that come from a place called bada. Vechavios tumo, enclosed barrels of wine. The chofei trutted and leaves of beef, the kofei crook and shoots of cabbage that are from Eretz Yisrael and are considered very chashiv. Udalat yavanis and a Greek gourd. All these things are very chashiv, and therefore, if one of these things is oil or a Kla Ker and got mixed up with other things, it would not be possible, even according to the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afki Karo Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva tacks on a seventh thing that's very chashiv, which are homemade loaves of bread. They are considered very chashiv, would not be bottled according to Rabbi Akiva. Arai lo orla orla. Le Kla Kerem, Kla Kerem. Of the seven things mentioned here in this mission, some of them would possibly be orla, for example, nuts and pomegranates and closed barrels of wine. Those things come from the produce of a tree and therefore might be orla. And if it's orla and it got mixed in with other things, it would not be bottled. And those things mentioned in this Mishnah that might be Kla Ker, such as the beets or the cabbage or the gourd, if they're also Kla Ker and got mixed in with other things, it would not be bottle. And this din that these chashiv things are not bottle apply to both Orla and Kla Ker.